grown up. Scientists have discovered a new disease which has no symptoms. It is impossible to detect, and there's no known cure. Fortunately, no cases have been reported thus far. A man has barricaded himself inside of his house. However, he is not armed, and no one is paying any attention to him. The Surgeon General announced today that saliva causes stomach cancer. However, only when swallowed in small amounts over a long period of time. A woman was severely injured today when she attempted to force breastfeed a wildcat. And the results of the latest Gallup poll have come in. It seems that 29% of the people were not home. 14% of the people made believe they were in home. 6% of the people could not operate the doorknob. And 3% were wearing underwear and had to stand sideways. The Bureau of Indian Affairs announced today that they have found another Mohican. Accordingly, all the books are being called back in and will be changed to read the next to the last of the Mohican. In France today, a baby was born wearing glasses and holding a quaalude. A high-speed chase ended today when the cars stopped and the people got out. A dog exploded on a busy downtown street corner. Today, no one was killed. However, 12 people were overcome by fur. Police estimate that 50 to 60 fleas also lost their lives in the blast. Scientists in Switzerland announced today that they have been able to make mice fart by holding them upside down and tapping them on the stomach with a pencil. A Milwaukee man has been arrested for attempting to use food stamps to mail a box of macaroni. Earthquake. An earthquake has hit the maternity home. There's no such place as a maternity home. An earthquake has struck the maternity hospital. 3 people were killed. However, 6 people were born. A priest who has performed 300 exorcisms was eaten today by a green boogeyman. Out at the lake in City Park today, police arrested a one-armed man who was bothering the other boaters by continuously rowing in a circle. A man at a tool and die company died today when he was hit with a tool. A severely disturbed geography teacher has been arrested after killing 6 people who did not know the capital of Scotland. A man in Detroit is suing a soup company, claiming that a bowl of alphabet soup spelled out an obscene message to his wife. A heavily armed man in Seattle has taken 6 hostages. He's demanding $3 million and someone to share driving and expenses to St. Louis. Police today announced they have broken up an amphetamine ring. Narcotics detectives broke in and arrested 6 out of 10 of the speed dealers they had under suspicion. The other 4 got away by running completely across Canada. A man who was shot in the chest 9 times yesterday and refused treatment died today of 9 shots in the chest. A man in Cincinnati is suing a hospital claiming he entered the hospital for a vasectomy and was castrated instead. When the chief surgeon was asked how such a mistake might happen, he said, well, it all started out as a joke. We were pretending we were going to castrate him, and he got real snotty, so we offed his balls. The man himself was philosophical about it. He said, well, it's just that much less to wash. Tragedy struck the parade today as an open manhole claimed the lives of 1,200 marchers one at a time. A man who shot and killed all 12 members of a jury which convicted him last year goes on trial again today. A set of Siamese twins, which was surgically separated 6 months ago, was sewn back together again today because each of them only knows one half of the combination to their locker. A man who was scared. This is kind of one where you're going to moan, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, good. A little pre-moaning. That's nice. That ain't a moan. Visine, do they look that red? Could you hold that for me? Oh, God. Hey, now I need it. Now I need it. It's like starting a fire for the charcoal burner, you know? God. Well, that's going to be nice. That'll really... Well, anyway, would you hold them both for me? This one. Now you're under arrest. Here comes the wisin, as we say in the middle part of Europe. Well, there ain't much of this left, but there is one final story that I would like to wind up with, folks. And I do thank you for that wisin, but I didn't smoke at halftime, so if they're red, it's just natural eyeball blood pressure. Or whatever you call that shit. The one you were going to moan about, I was going to tell a man who was scheduled for a heart transplant who decided not to have it. He had a change of heart, you know. That's why I know why you're moaning, because you wish you had thought of the goddamn thing yourself. I have to think that. Like to wind up the news tonight with sort of a little story, kind of a human interest story about man's best friend. It seems that 65-year-old James Driscoll was asleep in his downtown hotel room last Wednesday when he was awakened by the sound of a dog barking. When he woke, he found the room was full of smoke. He could not see, and the dog led him out of the room, down the hall, and into an elevator shaft where he plunged 8 stories. I want to do a nostalgic thing here for my own sake and for the request of a couple of people that are on the crew that listen or look and through viewers or listening on headsets or whatever, and do a little weather forecast from Al Sleet. Al Sleet, a weatherman.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Que what you call your pasa? Al Sleet, hippy-dippy weather man, with all the hippy-dippy weather, man. Brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Well, Parsons will help you get rid of the termites and water bugs and help you smoke the roaches. Temperature at the airport is 88 degrees, which is stupid, man, because I don't know anybody who lives at the airport. Now, if you'll take a look at our national weather map, you'll see that we don't have one. So try to picture last night's map in your mind. Remember all the letters and lines, all them little numbers. The weather's dominated by a large Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
Oh, Al got out of the weather business, and he's now a linoleum quality control inspector in a linoleum plant. Al, he only wanted to get out of the media. You know, he said, fuck it, I don't need it. And, hey, who can blame him? I don't know, but Al got out of weather when he realized he had given the final weather forecast. He had given the ultimate forecast. There was nowhere to go. You know, when there's nothing left to conquer in your field, hey, it's time to leave. And old Al had given the ultimate forecast. He told us, he said one night,
that the weather will continue to change on and off for a long, long time.
And he was gone for a... God bless Al. Okay. Yes, you are. You're all going to die. Didn't mean to remind you of it, but it is on your schedule. Yes. Probably won't happen when you want. Usually comes along when you're not expecting. Generally, you have your stamp collection out, you know.
Now?
No. Just want a little time to put away your hinges, you know. No. There's a time to die, and it's okay, you know. It's really okay. Nobody wants to die. Nobody. Well, you know, most people don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. Boy, if you think being sick is no fun, dying is really a pain in the ass. Nobody wants to die. People don't mind being dead. Being dead is great. But getting dead, nobody wants to get dead. So I hope I don't die. I wonder how often we think that, you know? It's just under the surface, isn't it? You go out for the day, going out of your house. I hope I don't die. It would really spoil the circus if I were to die.
Geez, I hope I don't die.
Comedians don't want to die. It's only a metaphor, but it's so true of all of us. We don't want to die out there. The comics want to die. I don't want to die.
Geez, I was dying out there. I was dying. It was death out there. And it was like a morgue.
Oh, I don't want to die. Of course, if the comedian doesn't die, you know, if he succeeds, if he makes you laugh, then he can say,
I killed him. I killed him.
So it's either me or you, you know. Just like on the freeway. Yeah, dying shouldn't be that bad. It shouldn't be. That bad. We're all going to do it. It's one of the few fair things in life. Everybody catches it once. And dying should be fun. There should be some sort of a look ahead. I mean, after all, when you die, you're going to find out where you go. Haven't we been wondering about that a long time? Where the hell we go? Isn't that the biggest thing we have to wonder about? Where the hell do you go? I don't know. Joe thinks he knows. I know Joe thinks he knows, but Joe don't know.
Where do we go? Nobody knows.
Well, I think sometimes you go where you think you're going to go. Whatever you think you're going to do, that's where you're probably going to go. If you keep saying you're going to go somewhere, chances are you might go there. You ever hear those guys say,
I'm going to hell. Don't pray for me. Don't pray for me. I'm going to hell.
He is. You go where you want to go. I think when you die, your soul goes to a garage in Buffalo. When Monty Hall dies, he'll go behind door number 4. That's it. Where you want to go. No, nobody wants to die. And you know, part of the reason we don't want to die is because of that goddamn funeral. We've seen it. We know how bad news it is. That funeral is no fun. Man, if I don't like other people's funerals, I know I'm not going to like my own. There's no way I can get behind my own funeral. Going to be lying there in a casket. They're going to put me in the box. Going to put me in a convertible with the top down. You know that's embarrassing, lying there. And everybody's looking at you. You're dead. And they're looking. You're just lying there still. People coming over going. They don't know that you're lying there with short pants on and no back in your jacket. Embarrassed. And sometimes they'll come over, you know, some people, it depends on your religion and so forth, but they do come right over to the casket a lot of times and they'll go like this. And they're silent for a moment. And what they're doing while they're silent is they're subtracting their age from your age. So they get a rough estimate on what they have left. And they get up and they say, don't he look good? Don't he look good? You crazy? He's dead. I know, but he never looked that good. Oh, they say the nicest things about you. They say the nicest things when you die. Your popularity goes straight up when you die. They say the greatest things there are that can be said. They'll even make stuff up if they have to.
Well, he was a real asshole, but he meant well, you know? The well-meaning asshole.
Yes, you get so popular when you die. All the flowers you get. Think of the flowers you get when you die. You get more flowers when you die than you got in your whole life. All your flowers arrive at once, too late.
The guys will say, oh, yeah, well, you know, Bill is dead. Yeah, poor Bill. Poor Bill is dead, yeah. Poor Dave? Yeah, poor Dave is gone now. Ed? Yeah, poor Ed is gone. Dan? That motherfucker is still alive, isn't he? I wish he would die so I could like him.
Reincarnation is another aspect of death, and a lot of people will tell you little tales about it. Reincarnation, coming back. A lot of folks are sure of it.
They can come back.
You come back as something, I don't know. Does it seem right to you that it would work? I mean, mathematically. It doesn't seem to work. Because originally on this earth, we only had, well, let's say 6 people. I know we had 2, but it's a controversial number. Let's say at one time there were only 6 of us, about. 6 people, 6 souls. And those 6 people died, and those souls went back to the staging area. And new people were born, and those 6 souls came back. We still only have 6 souls. Now we have 4 billion people claiming to have souls. Where are all these extra souls coming from?
Someone is printing up souls.
And it lowers their value. The more souls there are, the less they're worth. It would seem. Well, somebody's got to think of this shit, you know. How about the perfect murder? I've thought sometimes about the perfect murder. You know what you do? You pick up one person by the ankles and you beat another person to death with him. And they both die and there's no murder weapon.
What happened here, Sergeant?
Looks like a pedestrian accident to me.
They must have been moving at quite a clip. Of course, if you should be caught with this perfect murder in progress or even after the fact, if you should be caught, you might wind up in death row. Death row.
Wow.
That's more than just fun, ain't it? I mean, this cat's there.
Death row, man.
Oh, well, you got that one meal, but that's not much of a consolation, is it? You gotta get to order a meal. Big deal. Why don't you leave me alone? I'm not hungry, man. They give you that one last meal. I say you can have some fun with that last meal. I mean, if you work it right, they gotta give you whatever you want. I mean, short of elephant steak, you know? They don't want to start on a new elephant just for one guy. But they got to give you pretty much what you want. That's part of the humanity of what they're going to do to you. Yeah, you could just order something, you know, like maybe, well, shit, you tell them you can't decide. That's it. I can't decide. I don't know. I don't know if I want steak or lobster, you know. I mean, I really love them both, and I honestly can't decide. Could they kill you? I don't think they could kill you if you honestly couldn't decide. Lie detector, truth serum, the man honestly doesn't know what he wants. We can't very well kill him. We can't drag him down the last mile screaming, I don't know what I want. You've got to give him a chance, and then he... Well, man lives. Imagine if you worked it out and you kept it going 6 months. Man's still alive, can't decide on meal. 3 years, 8 years, and then finally you're an honest person, so you tell them when you do figure it out, and you say, I've decided what I'd like. I think I'll have steak. Okay, how did you want that? Well, my feeling is if you're gonna die, you know, or if you know, hey, die big. Die big. Nobody wants to just pass away. You don't want to be a euphemism, do you? Nobody wants to pass away. You know, Arnie passed away.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I didn't know that. Well, that's the idea. On the other hand, Dave died.
Oh, yes, I heard about Dave dying.
That's true. I say die big. Give it a shot, man. Go out big. It's your chance. Die big. Work in a few posthumous reflexes for your friends. Give them a show before you go. Entertain and uplift and instruct those you are leaving behind. When you die, give them a few posthumous reflexes. You know, the body does store electricity up. There's a certain storage of electricity, and even a dead body, a corpse, will occasionally go... And I say, if you have that potential after you're dead, use it properly. Pre-program. Before you die, pre-program some posthumous reflexes that will be entertaining to those you've left behind. Do something to capture their imagination. Roll over on the autopsy table. That's nice. Cross your legs, scratch your balls, do something. Now, the only reason that I even suggest that you have a choice about what you can do at the moment of death is a very little known and very little understood part of the death process called the 2-minute warning. Many people are not aware of it at all. The 2-minute warning. Just as in football, 2 minutes before you die, you receive an audible warning.
2 minutes, get your shit together.
The reason we don't know about it is because the only people who hear it die. And I don't think we'd believe someone anyway if he told us he received his 2-minute warning, would you? Some asshole on the bus?
Hey, I just got my 2-minute warning.
You'd think it was a coach out on the town, you know? But no, the 2-minute warning does arrive. And I say use that time to entertain to leave something behind. Do something with the 2 minutes. Hey, if nothing else, give a speech. Little 2 minute speech. We can all give a little 2 minute speech. Just pick some subject you're very fond of and talk about it for 2 minutes. I mean, tell them it's your last chance to tell them anything. So tell them. Got 2 minutes. And I mean, wax eloquent. Rise. Bring it to the rafters. And then at the moment at the end, you say, if this is not the truth, may God strike me dead. Well, that leads me into the filth and to kind of wind up. You know, that's the trouble with it, is trying to decide what to call these words, man, or trying to decide what to call this whole thing. You know, what are these words that I'm talking about? They're just words that we've decided, sort of decided, not to use all the time. That's about the only thing you can really say about them for sure. That they're just some words, not many either, just a few, that we've decided, well, we won't use them all the time. Sometimes, well, hell yeah. Sometimes it's okay, but not all the time. And they're the only words that seem to have that restriction. I mean, there are a lot of words you can say whenever you want, you know. Pneumonia! Nobody gives you a lot of... All right, you can't yell it in the hospital a great deal, but what the hell? There are words that you can say, no problem. Topography! No one has ever gone to jail for screaming topography. But there are some words that you can go to jail for. There are some words that we just have decided we will not say all the time. Sometimes, okay. If you're running through the jungle chasing somebody that we're at war with, you can holler them. If you're shooting a criminal, it's okay. It's the all-American thing. Dirty fucking crook. But if you're with the bishop's wife at lunch, it's better not to ask for the goddamn lettuce. You know what I mean? It's just like we've decided there'd be some words we won't say all the time. And I was just trying to find out which words they were. For sure. All of them. I wanted a list. Because nobody gives you a list. That's the problem. They don't give you a list. Wouldn't you think it'd be normal if they didn't want you to say something to tell you what it is? Nobody even tells you when you're a kid what the words are that you're supposed to avoid. You have to say them to find out which ones they are. Shit! Ah! Oh, fuck! Ah! That's two. Oh, Ma, that's enough trial and error, huh? Please, Ma, give me a list, huh? All right, you're 6 years old now. And here's the list of words your dad and I don't ever want to hear you say. Oh, hey, thanks, Ma. Boy, that's going to save me an ass-kicking or two. Yeah, you never know what's going to be on the list. Because it's always somebody else's list. You didn't make that up. Somebody told you that shit. They told you, better not say that, so you got to... And you don't know what's going to be on their list. God, people's lists even change from day to day. Some people on Friday night got a list, you know, not about two or three words. Sunday morning, goddamn, they have 27 words on them. These are the same people 2 days later. Different list. So you got to kind of watch out what you're going to believe from them. The trouble is, I was trying to find out what these words might be. And I wanted to know the ones that you could never say on television. I mean the filthy words that are always filthy. There are a lot of these little two-way... double entendre words that have two meanings, words that are okay part of the time. I call them like part-time filth. Some of these words, they're only 50% dirty. You have words like ass. Ass is hardly even a dirty word anymore, but it has a few meanings that you can't say on television. That's what I was talking about. What can you say on television? That's another one of those places where we can't use these words all the time. But some of them are all right some of the time. Ass is all right on television. You can say on television things like, well, you've made a perfect ass of yourself tonight. But you can't say, hey, let's go get some ass. Bitch. Bitch is another word like that. Same kind of word. It's only dirty part of the time. Depends on what you mean by bitch. You might be the lady from the San Diego Zoo visiting one of the Tonight Shows, and you might just have a bunch of little canines with you there. One of them is a female. You say, there's the bitch, Johnny, and it's okay, fine. Just don't refer to the singer the same way. That's it. Is that bitch going to do another number? Yes. Animals are fine. On those two-way words. And that's it. That's what I was trying to find. The words that were always dirty. Not just part of the time, but completely filth. Well, in looking for these words, I kept finding new categories. We have so many ways of describing these dirty words. Well, we have more ways to describe dirty words than we actually have dirty words. That seems a little strange to me. It seems to indicate that somebody was awfully interested in these words. They kept referring to them. They called them bad words, dirty, filthy, foul, vile, vulgar, coarse, in poor taste, unseemly, street talk, gutter talk, locker room language, barracks talk, bawdy, naughty, saucy, raunchy, rude, crude, lewd, lascivious, indecent, profane, obscene, blue, off color, risque, suggestive, cursing, cussing, swearing, and all I could think of was shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. That was my original list. I knew it wasn't complete, but it was a starter set, you know? Shit, piss, fuck... Yes, WBAI is the one who played them. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Now, that was the original list. We've added a few words since then. We've added fart, turd, and twat. And I know there are some other words that many of you are wondering about, why they haven't been considered, why they haven't shown up on the list thus far. We're looking at them all very closely. Some of your favorites might make the list this year. Asshole, ball bag, hard on, piss hard, blue balls, taint, nookie, snatch, box, pussy, pecker, peckerhead, pecker tracks, jism, joint, doniker, dork, poontang. Cornhole and dingleberry. Dingleberry, a very popular word. And to my way of thinking, dingleberry, a rather innocent-sounding word. Dingleberry sounds Christmassy to me, you know. Let's put one on the tree, Dad. So the words, as I say, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. Now, motherfucker came off the list immediately. The first day, in fact, I had a call from an English language purist. Some guy had to talk, you know, he got on the phone. He tells me I have a duplicate on my list. I have a duplication. He says, motherfucker is a duplication of the word fuck, technically, because fuck is the root form, motherfucker being derivative, therefore it constitutes duplication. And I said, hey, motherfucker, how did you get my phone number anyway? I said, look, man, it may be derivative, but you still can't say it. Still can't say motherfucker on TV, can you? He said, no, but you can't say fucky, fucking, fuckola, fuckaroony, or fuckerino either. Well, I said, yeah, that would crowd up my list some awful. So I just struck that motherfucker away. Struck it from the list. Motherfucker was gone. Now the list was shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Doesn't it sound like something's missing? Does it sound like an old friend is gone? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Remember the old rhythm? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Now, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. It falls apart. It isn't going anywhere. And by now, cocksucker is the dominant word on the list. Previously, with motherfucker on the list, cocksucker was somewhat balanced out. They were the only multisyllabic words on the list. But now, cocksucker stands alone, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. And who knows, maybe it doesn't belong either. After all, motherfucker turned out to be a ringer. Let's take a look at cocksucker. See if this one belongs. We'll divide the word cock and sucker from each other, those words. Sucker isn't dirty. Sucker, that's it's suggestive as hell. But it isn't dirty. And cock, that's not dirty all the time. That's one of those words that's only partly filthy. Cock, if you're talking about the animal, it's perfectly all right. They used to read that to us from the Bible in third grade.
And we would laugh, man.
Cock is in the Bible. Remember the first time you heard about a cock fight?
What?
No. Even the word cocksucker itself has been twisted out of all of its original meaning. It's been distorted. For some reason now, cocksucker means bad man. It's a good woman. How did they do that? How did they do that? Well, tits is on the end of the list. Shit, piss, fucking, cocksucker, motherfucker. Tits. And you know it doesn't belong on that list. I mean, it really doesn't belong in with that kind of heavyweight filth. Tits isn't dirty. Tits is a cute name. Cute thing, cute idea. Great fun. Good name. Tits, hey. Tits sounds like a friend. It sounds like a nickname, doesn't it? Hey, Tits, come here, man. Hey, Tits, I want you to meet Toots. Tits, this is Toots. Toots, Tits. Tits. Cute word. Nice word. I love a word that spells the same forwards and backwards like tit. Don't you think it's so cute when a word is spelled the same forwards and backwards? I always wished my name was Otto. Just so I could walk backwards and yell my name, you know? Otto! 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 Well, I had strange dreams. But the word tit is on the list because you can't say it on television. You can't say tit. Imagine that. Can't say tits. You can say boobs. Boob is spelled the same forwards and backwards, too. Boobs is all right. You can't say tits, but you can say boobs. In fact, boobs is an answer now in Match Game.
I had boobs, Gene.
Boobs, $200. Tits, $200 fine, maybe. You can't say tits. You can say teats. Teats is all right, providing you're on at 5 in the morning and a cow is your guest. But you can't say jugs and you can't say knockers, you know. That's right, Danny. Pull on the cow's knockers. Right, grab a knocker in each hand, that a boy. Now alternate knockers. Good deal. Can't say that. Tits. Tits sounds like a snack, you know. Well, I know what you're thinking. But tits sounds almost... It sounds Nabisco to me. It sounds like Nabisco has reserved that name. Because tits sounds like a thing at a party. Pass the tits, would you be? Okay. Say, those things are responding. Well, shit, piss, fucking, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. Fart? Fart is like tit. It's one of those words that isn't that harmful. You know, it's just a cute kind of thing. Fart. Well, farts can be a little harmful. It depends. Depends on who's cooking. But fart. Fart? Fart is a cute... Hey, kids know farts are okay. Kids know farts are fun. Farts are shit without the mess. Wow. Yeah. Same funny sound, same vile smell. No fuss, no muss. Fart is an interesting word in this respect. Talking about television, fart is extremely interesting because, dig this, you can't say fart on television. We know that. You can't say fart. And you can't say fuck either on television. However, you can refer to fucking. You can talk about fucking. They do that all the time. Some of the times, the show you're watching, two people are probably fucking in the other room. Fucking is all right. Fucking is part of the plot. A lot of plots are based on fucking. Will they fuck? Should they fuck? Have they fucked? Did they fuck? Will they fuck again? Will they get sick from fucking? Are they fucking too much? Will they fuck each other's friends? Will they have a baby from fucking? Will they be sorry they fucked? Will they be glad they fucked? All fuck stories. Every honeymoon joke is a fuck joke. Have you ever noticed it? Otherwise, the people wouldn't be on their honeymoon in the joke. They'd be knights or they'd be sailors or something. They're on their honeymoon. It's got to be a fuck joke. Every quiz master has stood there with his newlywed couple and said, "And I understand you folks are on your honeymoon. Lots of fucking going on here. Lots of fucking over here." So they talk about fucking all they want. They just don't call it that. They don't call it what it is. They call it other things. They call it making love, which is fine. They call it going to bed with someone, having an affair, sleeping together. But they don't call it fucking. On the other hand, fart. Not only is fart a word you can't use on television, but they never even refer to them. That's how bad farts are compared to fucking. They don't even refer to farts. There are no farts on television. You've never seen a reference to a fart? I've never seen a fart reference. No, wouldn't you think that by now one guy would have gone, You think by now that one guy on the Johnny Carson panel just once would have said, "Hey, Ed, move down, man." That was a Clydesdale fart, Ed. Give me the lighter, will you, Johnny? Well. Geez, Ed, next time you're sick, you ought to see the nurse, you know? God, it's not the smell so much. It's the burning of my eyes! Well, we might live to see that. You never know. Remember when you were a kid? Maybe you're a little boy child like me out on short pants, maybe sitting in church. Sitting on a wooden bench in church in the middle of the summer with short pants. You got a fart, you know. And it's up to you. You got to work out a little maneuver that's called the one-cheek sneak. Right in tune with the organ. That's why they call them pews, you know? Pew! 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 Did you ever notice that your own farts smell okay? Say, that's fairly decent. I think I'll stay home today. Do some reading in the closet. Now, I mentioned the three extra words, fart, turd, and twat. Turd is another word you can't say on television, turd. But, you know, when you get right down to it, who wants to say it? I don't even care if I ever hear that one again. Twat is on the list for the same reason. It doesn't mean anything else. You know, it only has that one meaning. Twat's twat, and that's that. It's not like prick. Prick is one of those part-time dirty words. Prick is all right. You can say prick on television. You can say, "I pricked my finger." Just don't say you fingered your prick. Now, there are two words left which I will wind this thing up with. One of them is not dirty all the time. One of them is ball or balls. Is a word that's mostly clean. It has many clean meanings, but it has a couple of meanings that might get you in trouble. And ball is one of those words you got to think about how you're going to say it. Maybe you have to watch out for just a moment. But it's okay for sports people. Perfectly all right. When you're a kid, you grow up, they tell you, "Go play with your ball." Really? But it's okay for the sports announcer on the game of the week to tell you that Pete Rose has two balls on him. No problem at all. The whole country nods in agreement. But the announcer can't tell you that he hurt his balls. He can't tell Tony Kubek, "Tony, I think he hurt his balls on that play. It looks like it. He's holding on to them." "Well, that's right. Generally, when he hurt their balls, they hold them, and he's holding his, and I'd say he's hurt them." Never mention ball injuries. They don't say the balls were hurt. They say groin injuries. He had a groin injury. Do you know why we call it a groin injury? That's the noise you make when you get hit there. Groin! Now then, the other word I wanted to remind you of was the word fuck, which, of course, is the champ of the all-time dirty words. When they're always dirty, by God, fuck is right at the head of the pack. fuck's a good strong word. It's a good strong word for its purpose, and it's a word that a lot of people have trouble with. It's an honest word. It's a forceful word. It has a lot of emotional baggage with it. When you hear the word fuck, you're not just hearing the word. You're hearing everything you ever heard about fucking. I mean, we have a lot of attitudes about fucking. Some of them are rational and some of them aren't. Some of them have joy in them. Some have guilt and fear and all sorts of things. And the word fuck carries with it a lot of emotional baggage. When they say fuck, you go, what? Oh, I thought you meant do it right away. God, you know, it's just a word that it'll clear the room awfully quick in some households. It's a heavy, good, strong word. It's a proud-sounding word to me. Fuck, fuck, I am fuck. Who are you? Fuck of the mountain. I just feel the word is getting a bad shake. The word has an image problem. The word fuck needs public relations help. It's just a word. You know, that's what you have to remember. It's just a word, but it's in such bad shape. Here's a word that started out okay. Started out all right. Nothing wrong with the word fuck originally. I mean, there it was. You're not a bad word. You're not a bad word. You've just gotten in with bad company. People. That's all. Just the word was all it was. The word in the original Old English, as best I can find, fuck only meant to hit, to smite, to perhaps hit with a stick, to fuck the tree. To fuck the rock. To fuck thee. That's all. And pretty soon. That's all. I'll hit you with my dick, honey. Look at that. That's all it was. Just a little. I'll knock a little fuck on you there. That's all it was. It was a love tap when you get right down to it. That's all fuck ever meant. All fuck ever meant was to make love and to make life. At the same time, that's pretty magic. I mean, the pretty noble things we think about, making love and making life. Here was fuck hanging around with words like love and life. How did it get such a bad reputation?
We fucked it up.
Yeah. Well, we put the aggression back into the word.
Fuck you! Fuck you, you fuck! Fuck you, you fuck! Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? Some kind of a fuckhead? Fuck you! Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? Me? Don't fuck with me, I'll fuck over you. You fuck with me and you'll get fucked, you fuck! Don't fuck with me, I'm the fucker! Don't fuck with the fucker! God,
it sounds like combat, man. It's got an awful lot... There's an awful lot of hostility in the way that word is used. There's an awful lot of aggression going down in the name of fucking. Imagine that. I'd just like to help a little. My feeling was, hey, here's a word that maybe we could save, you know, just by paying a little close attention to it. The trouble is, with all that aggression and all that violence, that we lose track of those two things, and people start talking about sex and violence like they're one thing. There's some sort of an overlapping. There's some sort of a gray area between sex and violence that some people really are confused about. There are people running around talking about sex and violence as if it's one thing, as if it starts with an S and ends with an E. We're going to stamp it out of the comics. We're going to stamp it out of the Dixie Cup. We're going to stamp it out of homes. Sex and violence, hey, they are different after all, and some people even like them together. There are true people who do like a little violence with their sex. I don't care for that myself. I like my violence a little earlier in the afternoon. You know? Long about 2 o'clock, a real good ass kicking, and then everything's all right. But the word make love, not war. Someone pointed it out finally. They made it very clear for us.
Make love.
Not war. I wish I had thought of that phrase, you know? I really would have been very happy with myself if I had thought of that one. Man, I would have retired the same day. I would have left my car at the red light, man. I say, that's it, folks. I'm going to the beach. You got it. Make love, not war. Well, I didn't think of it. But I do have my own phrase. Make fuck, not kill. It's not as graceful a phrase, but I'm not looking to retire either. It's fuck. The whole idea of make fuck, not kill, is simply to switch the meanings of the words. I suggest that for 1 year, We trade meanings on fuck and kill. Just fuck for kill and kill for fuck. That's it. Don't worry about what they really are. Someone else will take care of real fucking and real killing. I'm just worried about what we call it. Them. We call them fucking and killing. I say switch them around. I think it would be an insight. I think we'd get a new slant on how we feel about these words if we just changed fucking for killing for about a year. That's all. Imagine it. Sure would be fun watching TV during that time. Huh?
Better get down off the horse, Sheriff. We're fixing to fuck you now. Mad fucker still on the loose. Not anymore. He's made his first big mistake, my friend. He fucked a cop today. That makes him a cop fucker. Pardon me, boys. My horse broke his leg. I'm going to have to fuck him. I'll be right there.
Shamu, the fucker whale. And to fuck a mockingbird, hold gently by the wing. So all I'm trying to suggest is that fuck you can be a positive phrase. If you hear it from across the street, fuck you, okay. I thank you for being a part of this. I mean it a lot. And I thank the people that aren't here tonight that were here the other two nights. And there's an awful lot of people to thank. But I want to do one thing before I go any further, because I am going to split. There's somebody that's very important to this project and to me. Brenda, would you please come here? I want to introduce you to my wife of 17 years. She is the associate producer, and she is my honey. And if she don't come out here now, come here, honey. I want you to give me a kiss. My wife, Brenda Carlin. Come here, honey. Okay, thank you, lover. See you later. Thank you all, and good night. I love you, and fuck you.
Thank you. Yo, won't jump up. Packing my oral cannon. Busting from Okinawa, Japan to Laurel Canyon. Swallow flows, we turning like plush tires. Mellow and throws, lyrics be burning like brush fires. Spreading vocal literacy, using discrepancy. Lyric weaponry lessens your chances of testing me. Stopping please, MCs, I block atrocities. True philosophies from the lips of Black Socrates. The pocket peninsula, in your peninsula. Killing Dracula, MCs ripping from Holland and Hilla. Rocking back in the LC, we occupy. No lullaby, got you high when I read the fly verse. For my people, let me be slow. But he always stimulates your cerebral system. Cut chemists with the beta, we tune up the group of beta. We burning you with the betas, cause I've been a aristocrat, in the grip of that. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. Antagonistic, drastic, coming from a place where these cops get their ass kicked. The last trick unified was the cornerstone. A lyric crystal to the dome is how we wanna clone, born alone. The strength of God makes my mission higher. They found the liar dead, strung up with fishing wire. The mystifier packing vocal artillery, making lovely word connections like Chuck Hillary. The foolery, I make your block turn on one rhyme. Electrifying like some nocturnal sunshine. The planetary pioneer and his mixer. Charlie Jonas spinning scriptures, reading pictures. Even systems adapters, we take it back like chiropractors. Fucking actors on wax, make it worse for an MC. You work your while and so they search for me. The aristocrat, then the diplomat. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. The aristocrat, then the diplomat. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. Should I let ya know? Should I mention that you lost a vital part of your body in competition with the T to the U and the breadwinner? Lyrical lead spinner, that's hitting you dead center. The aristocrat, get your gift of rap. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. The aristocrat, get your gift of rap. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. It's like that, yo. It's like that, everybody out there, yo. It's like that, my name is Tuna Fish, yo. It's like that, and we all know my name. It's like that, yo. The aristocrat, get your gift of rap. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that.
Especially you, girl. Is it right to be left alone with no one? Welcome to Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Tune in to Democracy Now!, Monday through Friday, 12 noon.
On Free Radio Santa Cruz, also known as Freak Radio, community-based FM radio station, which people certainly here know, operating without an FCC license since 1995.
Democracy Now!, 12 noon, Monday through Friday, on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM or freakradio.org. Also check out democracynow.org.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
It was a real shock when all of a sudden his hands were all over me. But so when he started putting his hand up my skirt, and that was it. That was it.
Jessica Leeds is one of 16 women who've accused President Trump of sexual misconduct. This week, she and two others called on President Trump to be investigated by Congress. This comes as Trump tweeted he's never met or known the women who've accused him. We'll talk with Leeds about what happened to her when she was sat next to Donald Trump in first class on a plane. Then Republicans in Congress say they've reached a deal on final tax legislation that gives massive cuts to major corporations and the richest Americans, including President Trump and his own family.
Our tax cuts will break down, and they'll break it down fast, all forms of government and all forms of government barriers, and breathe new life into the American economy.
Then to Yemen. There are signs a blockade of Yemen's ports by a Saudi-led military coalition is not eased to allow aid to reach millions at risk of starvation. We'll get an update from journalist Iona Craig. Her new piece, headlined, Bombed into Famine, How Saudi Air Campaign Targets Yemen's Food Supplies. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Republicans in Congress say they've reached a deal on final tax legislation that'll overhaul the U.S. tax code, dramatically impacting not only household income, but also health care and domestic spending. The plan would slash taxes by nearly $1.5 trillion, with the vast majority of the cuts benefiting major corporations and the richest Americans, including President Trump and his own family. The legislation would slash the corporate tax